This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that forewarned is forearmed, this calendar note, as I mentioned yesterday, we are a week or 10 days short of the 10th anniversary of the worst of the financial crisis, the weekend that Lehman Brothers collapsed and all that followed. But there is a case to be made that 10 years ago today, something at least as significant and certainly more long-lasting happened. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson basically nationalized Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two government-backed mortgage giants, to stop, in part, anyway, the bleeding from the subprime mortgage mess and in turn help stabilize the crumbling American housing market. A decade later, the housing market is thriving, but those two companies are still government-run. So we asked Marketplace's Amy Scott to find out what's up with that.
Let me take you back for a minute to the summer of 2008 and the drip drip of bad news about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. At the time, the two companies owned or guaranteed nearly half of U.S. mortgages. Here's how it played out on Marketplace.
Fannie Mae has lost almost $10 billion in just one year.
There's long been an assumption the government would bail out Fannie and Freddie if the situation got really bad.
Fannie and Freddie will get another line of credit from the Treasury.
Fannie and Freddie were publicly traded companies, and still are. But they were created by Congress to keep capital flowing to the housing market. They do so by buying mortgages from lenders, packaging them into securities, and guaranteeing investors will be paid even if the underlying mortgages go bad. That guarantee helps keep mortgage rates low. But as defaults piled up after the housing market turned, Fannie and Freddie were losing money fast. At the time, Rodrigo Lopez ran a bank that sold mortgages to Fannie and Freddie, Northmark Capital. He remembers the panic in the market.
I had many friends who had companies that failed. Markets were freezing. The availability of capital was going away. And the housing finance system was in the process of collapsing.
Then on September 6, 2008, taxpayers came to the rescue. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson gave a press conference the next day.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are so large and so interwoven in our financial system that a failure of either of them would cause great turmoil in the financial markets here at home and around the globe.
The bailout allowed Treasury to buy billions of dollars in Fannie's and Freddie's stock, giving the companies a much-needed injection of cash. And they were placed under the control of their regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency.
So the goal was for it really to be a temporary conservatorship, or as Hank Paulson called it at the time, a timeout for Fannie and Freddie.
That's Josh Rosner with the research and consulting firm Graham Fisher.
Here we are 10 years later. It hasn't been temporary, that's for certain. Nor has it really been, frankly, restoring Fannie and Freddie to solvency.
The companies have made money as the housing market has recovered. But in 2012, Treasury ordered Fannie and Freddie to hand over all of their profits each quarter, meaning, Rosner says, they have very little capital on their books to cushion future losses.
So essentially, all of the profits went to repay what they had borrowed, but now they've repaid well over $100 billion more than they borrowed.
So why are they still under government control? Good old-fashioned Washington gridlock.
Everyone agrees you have to change the system, but there's major political disagreement on what the change should be.
Don Layton is CEO of Freddie Mac.
On the more progressive side, it's preserve affordable housing goals and a strong role in the mortgage markets, which we've traditionally had. On the conservative side, it's shrink them. They should have less role. The market should be more private. And that debate continues with no resolution in sight yet.
Layton has worked to shift more of Freddie Mac's credit risk to private investors. And with much higher standards for the mortgages it buys, there's less of that risk than before the crisis. Lori Goodman is co-director of the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center. She says the system is working well enough that there's not much urgency in Congress to fix it.
My view is that we'll be in conservatorship for the balance of my professional life. And maybe my personal life as well.
So much for Henry Paulson's time out. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.